Morning, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. You're looking forward to this big night tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. You know, 12,500 Leeds fans there cheering him on. And, you know, I just want to lend me support, really.
What have you made to Josh's career so far? He's on the up, isn't he?
Well, it's been fantastic. You know, I think he's about 20-0, which is fantastic for the lad, you know. And, you know, homebred Leeds lad. I know he's a big football fan. And, you know, it's great to get a bit of excitement into Leeds at the moment.
How much of a fan of boxing are you, Vinny?
Well, I used to go to all the big fights. I used to fly over to America when Tyson was fighting. I was actually at the fight ringside when he bit off Holyfield's ear, and followed Lennox Lewis a lot, and obviously Nigel Benn, and my big mate still is my big mate Steve Collins. So, been in and around boxing. I boxed as a young kid. So, yeah, it's always been an interest.
I would imagine you were quite decent, Vinny, as a junior boxer. Would that be fair to say?
I was a bit of a swinger, I think.
And when you carry this belt tomorrow, I mean, I'm sure you know this anyway, but just for people who don't, Josh walks into the ring to Marching On Together. That's going to feel quite special for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the hairs on the back of the neck's going to stand up. You know, I think there's going to be like 12, 13,000 Leeds fans. I think the roof's going to come off, to be honest. And I think, you know, it's great for Leeds. It's great for Josh, you know, to see the support that he has got. You know, and it's great that I've got an opportunity to help him out. I came over really to start with. I was coming over for the Dubai World Cup, the horse racing, and then Aidan Evans called me and he said, Josh would like you to walk him into the ring. So, you know, I said, yeah, I'll stay over a little bit longer then. So I was due to come up. I just finished filming yesterday. I was due to come up last night, but I was down in Swansea, and it's a nightmare getting from Swansea to Leeds. So I've come back to London. I'm going to come up tomorrow morning. Going to bring my father-in-law and my mate with me, and we're going to go up and have a great time. I'm going to meet my mate up there, Big Al, and the four of us are going to go to the fight.
What have you been filming, Vinny?
I've just been doing a little British independent movie. I love the independent movies. Lead role in that. It's a little bit about home invasion, and a guy comes in and invades the home, and then I go after him, a little bit like Charles Bronson. You know, so... Yeah, nice little one down in the mumbles I was, down in Swansea.
Hey, listen, Vinny, I know you keep an eye on Leeds United, and the fans wouldn't forgive me if I didn't ask. What do you make of the situation there at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, it's a bit of a joke, you know. I mean, it's, you know, one thing after another, you know. I felt sorry for McDermott. You know, Redfern's done a great job. You know, I was due to do a charity match there in May, and that... I just got cancelled by the chairman, and you know, it's a bad situation. You know, hopefully, I heard rumours now of Red Bull coming in, and you know, it's a shame that we're getting tangled up in all this. You know, it's one of the biggest clubs, you know, in Europe. You know, I mean, when you look back at the days of, you know, Lorimer Clark and, you know, Revy and that, you know, it really upsets you. You know, and when we came in and done a job, you know, me and Strack and Bats and Sterling, no, Wilkinson era. You know, it was fantastic times, and we thought the you know, the town and the club would go on to higher things. But certain people came in, got carried away, and you know, ground their heels into the club really. And it's very hard to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow. And certainly tomorrow night, I'll lift a little bit of that gloom, you know.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's a mucker of yours, but Russell Crowe has been linked with maybe getting involved with Leeds United. Is that something you'd ever fancy, Vinny?
It's all right, Remy gets 20 million a movie. I mean, that's small change for him, isn't it? Maybe a few of us should get together and put some money in. I mean, you look at the fantastic job that's happened down at Swansea, you know. You know, the fans got involved there, you know, MK Dons, you know, their fans got involved. I mean, would that be the route to go? I don't know. But, I mean, for me, if Red Bull came in, I mean, you know, and put some real money in, you know, the club could be where it is. I mean, it's a massive place, you know. I mean, the day I went up there, you know, and they said, oh, would you like to consider joining Leeds? I walked out on the pitch with Bill Fotherby and Alan Roberts, and the place, you know, just gripped me, you know. And I said, that's it, I'm signing. I was due to go down to Aston Villa and talk to them. You know, and there was other rumours, but I went, you know, I'm not going to go and see anyone. I signed, bang, done. You know, it's a great city to live as well. You know, I loved going out up into Pateley Bridge and all places like that, you know, and up into Harrogate. And then, you know, My boy's a Yorkshireman, and he done his army training up in Harrogate. So it is a very special place, you know, Yorkshire for us.
What will be your definitive Leeds United moment, Vinny? What do you look back on most fondly when you think of your time at the Whites?
I think the goal against Hull, because I think just before that, I went over on my ankle. I'd done my ankle in pre-season, the game before the Newcastle game, like literally the night before, which put me out at a Newcastle game away, which we lost about 5-2, and I sat on the bench. Came on against Middlesbrough near the second half, in the second half there when I put the ball through and then the defender knocked it back to the keeper and he bent down, it rolled in, and I just thought of nothing else. I just ran up to the cop and went nuts. And, you know, from that moment onwards, you know, I was, you know, sort of embossed in the Leeds hearts, you know, so Leeds fans' hearts. So it was, you know, it seems a long time ago, but and then in other ways it doesn't. You know, I'm in regular contact with Dave Batty. And I just had his two boys over in Prague. They're in they're interested in the film game. So his two boys come and stayed with me over in Prague, learning the film game. So, you know, we look back on it and reminisce, and a lot of things have gone on. You know, obviously the tragic story with Speedo, you know, my fondest memory was, you know, when we won the title, we got back and me and Bats and Speedo were driving around the high street in Leeds, you know, hanging out of the sunroof and out of the windows with the Leeds fans, and they were all over the car. You know, fantastic memories, you know, some good nights in Mr. Craig's.
Vinny, back to Josh. How's it going to go down tomorrow night? I mean, what round? And is he going to win by knockout?
Well, I don't really think that matters. I think I think the boy can go the distance. You know, he's. I'm sure he'll be absolutely super fit from this for this big fight for him, for elimination. You know, and as I say, 20-0 is very impressive, whatever way you look at it. You know, I don't think a knockout is, you know, something that we have to hope for. I think, you know, he can wear opponents out. You know, he's a fast edge. You heard by that little tape you just done how hard he can hit for a featherweight, you know?
Certainly. Yeah. Hey, if we're not going tomorrow night, if people can't get there, where will they see Vinny Jones next?
Well, you know, I'm doing a bit of a tour. I'm doing through, they can go on to Alexi Fresh Productions. I'm going to start off in Middlesbrough. I'm going to come down to Leeds and do a bit in Leeds. I'm going to do Sheffield, Halifax, Nottingham, Leicester, Birmingham, and come right down, end up in, I'm going to do Birmingham, London, Southampton, raising money for the British Art Foundation, Harefield Hospital, and breast cancer. So, you know, I'm going to do 10 nights in 11 days, so it'll be tough, but that starts at the end of April. So we're going to have some good nights, you know, just like an audience with Vinny Jones, and have a few laughs along the way and do an auction, raise a bit of money for charity.
Brilliant. Well, you must come and see us when you're in Leeds, Vinny, and have a great night tomorrow night, and enjoy that moment when you've got Josh Warrington and Jamie Peacock next to you, and Marching On Together's being sung by 12,000 loiners nice and loud.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear it all the way down to Sheffield. I'm sure you will. You know, it's going to be a fantastic night, and you know, it'll be great for the fans, give them something to cheer about. Hopefully they can get a win early on in the day. I think they've got Cardiff tomorrow. So, you know, hopefully they can win that and do the double. You know, I mean, I think, you know, he's a great Leeds fan, and that'll give him a good momentum to go on tomorrow night. But once them fans get behind him, mate, I mean, I had, you know, a year and a half of it up there, and them fans are very special and very endearing. And, you know, I know they love him up there, and it'll be a great night. Absolutely fantastic. I can't wait.